As Edith did not share many details with Ralph regarding her escape, we will never know exactly what happened. It was, without doubt, the most frightening experience of her life. Ralph received the following few lines, written in haste on a scrap of paper with no address, dated 8th of October, 1942. "My dear Ralph, I am seizing this opportunity to write a few words. As you must already know, I have arrived safely in Switzerland, and I am relatively okay. If I had stayed, it is possible, even probable, that we would never have seen each other again. At the moment, I can't give you any details about my life. Find out if there is any possibility of my coming to you. I really don't know when I'll be able to write to you again. Write to Madame Welty, Palmstrasse 28. Write often. Your letters are the only connection I have with those who are dear to me and from whom I am now completely cut off. I am sure that my relations home won't exist any longer in a short time. What can I add? Everything I have done for you. I learned that love is a force capable of overcoming fatigue and danger. I came through. I preserved my virginity against all odds. I am more attached to you than all my family and my piano. We will meet again. I must finish. As you can guess, I'm writing in great haste. If you believe in telepathy, you must have felt something of the flood of tenderness that went towards you recently. Edith." What I do know of Edith's escape is what I can remember her telling me just before she died in 1972, when I was 18. I understood at that time that Edith felt that this episode had been one of the most defining experiences of her life, and that it was imperative for me to know about it. The guide, or passeur, to whose care she had been entrusted for the journey, had tried to rape her as they crossed the Alps on foot. Somehow she had managed to wrench herself free and get away. The effort of running away, followed by arduous climbing and hiking, must have been enormous, particularly as Edith was not in the least bit sportive. It was a miracle that she managed the climb to reach the border in the high mountains. As she stepped into Switzerland, she was immediately overpowered by a huge tide of elation. The magnificent sight of mountain peaks rolling infinitely to the east, and the realization that she was safe at last, suddenly released her from the intense stress of the previous few days, weeks, and months.